I want to thank the Lord for being here. I want to thank the Lord for the many blessings that He's bestowed upon us. I appreciate the Lord's blessings. The Lord has been good to us, and I appreciate it so much. Seems like the Lord has given us a thought this afternoon. I desire your prayers. You know, it seems like every time I get up here, Lord, I need your help. Lord, I just can't do it without you. And so I pray today that the Lord will help us and bless us with these few thoughts that the Lord has given us. We want to turn to Proverbs. Proverbs, the 21st chapter of Proverbs. And we want to read a scripture here in the 20th verse, just the first part. Seems like the Lord has given a thought on this. It said here, there is a treasure to be desired. I thought about that, a treasure. People today, you know, they want to be rich, I guess you'd say. They want a fine home, and they want, just little everything. But brother, today, there is a treasure that you and I can get a hold of. A treasure that will help us. We will be rich spiritually. I'm talking about spiritually, rich. When I was a boy, I wanted to be rich. I wanted to have a fine home. And I wanted to seem like a nice car and seem like plenty of money. That was my desire. And so I thought, when the Lord brought me down, I'm so glad. Oh, I'm so glad the Lord dealt with my soul and brought me down. And He gave me something real in my soul. He saved me. He delivered me from sin. You know, that's a wonderful thing, isn't it? To be delivered from sin. And I thought about how that as we get saved, well, the scripture says, go on to perfection. Well, we need to keep going. You know, I thought about a lot of people today, they just want to sit back and seem like they just don't want to do anything. But brother, we're going to have to keep going on. And I thought about that song says going on. But I thought about how that we need this treasure. We need a spiritual treasure. And I thought how that Jesus, the Savior of the world, He brought us a great treasure. And I thought about how that we can have. I want to turn to 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter. I desire your prayers. The Lord, help us this afternoon that we will really seek the Lord for this treasure. And 2nd chapter and the 4th, 2 Corinthians, Lord help us. The 4th chapter and the 7th verse. It said here, it said, but we have this treasure. Brother, today we need this treasure. And it said, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels. You mean to tell me that I can get this treasure right in this old temple body? It talks about this. It said, Lord help us today. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. This treasure here I'm glad today. I thought about how we believe. You know, faith is a treasure. That's right. Faith, you know, we need faith. The scripture said, without faith, we need to seek for faith. Increase, Lord. It seemed like every day I pray, Lord, increase my faith. I want faith. Faith is a treasure that can work inwardly. And I thought about how that we need this this treasure. And I thought about how the Lord is able to help us out in this life. And faith, I thought about faith. Love. You know, we need love. Love is a treasure. This is where that we need to really seek the love of God in our hearts. Seek Him. Seek the love of God. Brother, you know, that will change this outward man. This will cause us to really believe in God, to love one another, love the Word of God. Every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God, brother, we need to love that with all of our hearts. Not cast it aside or anything like that, but that we love the Lord. You know, I love the Word of God. I love to sit down and read the Word of God. Seems like it inspired. It inspired my faith and inspired my love for one another. It inspired my courage. As I read the Word of God, brother, today this is what we need. We need a treasure. We need something that will that is valuable and that we will protect it. You know, a lot of times the enemy is out to destroy our faith. He's out to destroy our love, and he's out to destroy everything that is good in our life. But I want to say today, we need to battle the devil. You know, we need to resist him with all of our hearts, and just go forth. You know, it's real easy to seem like just set back on our knees. But brother, we need to go forth and we need to love the Lord and pray and ask God. You know, that's another thing. Praying, that's a warrior. You know, we can pray, Lord, give us strength and give us this treasure that I need. I want it on the inside. You know, not the outside. It's not all the, you know, the money. I thought about they call it a filthy lucre. Brother, that's what it is. It's no value. But this treasure, this inward treasure, brother, it'll take us to heaven. It'll give us wisdom. It'll give us understanding. It will cause us to fight the good fight of faith. This treasure, brother, it's a wonderful thing. I appreciate, I appreciate this treasure. Appreciate how the Lord is able to help us. I want to turn to John, the 14th chapter. Lord, help us. Help us this afternoon. Brother, we need this wonderful treasure in the John 14 and 16. One of get a thought there. How the Lord is able to help us. It said here, he said, I will pray the Father, and he will give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because he seeth it not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. Oh, I pray today. You know, the Holy Spirit, that's a treasure. I thought about how that's a powerful treasure. And I thought about how that if we have the Holy Spirit, and as we yield and submit our lives to the Holy Spirit, we've got to submit to the Holy Spirit. We're going to have to ask the Lord, give us the strength and give us the ability and give us what we need that we can fight the good fight of faith, that we can lay hold on eternal life. Brother, today, you know, this is a very precious treasure. And you know, so many people today, I believe that they really need the Holy Spirit. Why? Because, you know, it will give us power over the world. It'll give us power over evil and over wrong and over sin. It'll give us that power. That's a wonderful treasure. That's a treasure that will continue on in our hearts. But it said, and then we want to turn. I want to turn to Matthew, the 12th chapter of Matthew. Lord, help us today, brother, that we need this treasure. And we need to seek after this treasure. Lord, I need the Holy Spirit. Lord, I need wisdom and understanding. Lord, I need this a treasure on the inside that will cause the outside to manifest itself to be holy and righteous and godly right here in this world. Lord, help us today. You know, I appreciate the Lord. I appreciate the blessings of the Lord, and how the Lord is able to help us out to give us what we need. In the 12th chapter of Matthew, and it said, a good man out of the good treasure. Oh, listen, this is what we need. We need, examples. I thought about, we need to be examples to the world. We need to show the world. We don't need to be like the world. It said a good man. That's what we need. In this old world today, you don't find very many of that in the world. But I want to say today, if we've got this treasure in our hearts, we're precious. I thought about the saints of God that has passed on. You know, they're precious. They've been precious. They've been a treasure. I thought about how that they've been a treasure to my heart. Their lives that they live and the power that they had and the victory and not willing to let down on any line. Brother, that's a wonderful treasure. You know, when people, I thought about you know, when I first got saved, and I told my mother, I said, Mom, I said, if I get married and have children, I said, I want to be an example. I want to help them. I want to show them the way. But brother, we're going to have to have something within. Have a power, the Holy Spirit. Oh, you know, over here in Acts, the first chapter of Acts and the 8th verse. Oh, may the Lord help us today. You know, we need this treasure. I thought about that treasure. Oh, that's a wonderful thing, isn't it? To live holy. You know, a lot of people, they don't believe. Well, you can't live holy. Brother, if you have this Holy Spirit in your life, it'll give you power. It'll give you grace. It'll give you courage. It'll give you victory. That's right. Lord, help us today. You know, I've heard people say, well, that carnal nature is not a purged completely out. Brother, it purged completely out. That's right. When the Holy Spirit comes in, brother, he don't come into an unclean temple.
Amen.
That's right. He don't do it. May God help us today. It is said here in the Acts 1 and 8, it said, but ye should receive power. Brother, today that's a wonderful treasure. To have power over the world, have power over the devil, have power over ourselves. Brother, that's a treasure. Oh, may the Lord help us today. But it said, you should receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And you should be a witness. Brother, we want to be a witness to the world. We want to be a witness to our children. We want to be a witness to everyone we come in contact with. And it's unto both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and to the uttermost parts of the earth. Brother, that's a wonderful thing, and I appreciate the Lord. How Jesus, I thought about Jesus is being put down in the world. But you know, if it wasn't for Jesus, I wouldn't have this treasure. If it wasn't for Jesus, I wouldn't have this power and this victory. That's a wonderful treasure too. Having victory over the world, over everything that will come against you. I've had in my life, and I've had things come against me that I just said, Lord, you just take my life. Just take my life and just use it for your glory. That's a wonderful treasure. Oh, I appreciate that. You know, the Lord has taught us a lot of things, and I appreciate how the Lord is able to help us out today, and how the Lord is able to bless us. And I want to turn to Hebrews, the 11th chapter of Hebrews, and want to get a thought there. Oh, may the Lord help us today. Brother, we need this treasure. You know, it's worth, this treasure is worth more than all the riches, natural riches I'm talking about in this world. It gives you peace. Isn't that wonderful? To have peace in the world that we're living in. It's wonderful, isn't it? That wonderful, wonderful peace. Thought about over here in the 11th chapter, 11th chapter of Hebrews, and the 6th verse here. Oh, may the Lord help. It says, without faith. Now just think about that. Without faith, it's impossible. So we need faith. We really need faith. Faith in God. And I thought about, if we really don't believe that Jesus is the Savior of the world, we must believe that. We must believe that He will change our natural life from the old to the new. A new body, a new spirit. Isn't that a treasure? You know, I thought about a man. You know, if the Lord would really get a hold of these wicked men that's out there in the world and change their lives, where people can see, you know, that man has really changed. You know, he's got a different view about it. His heart has changed. Lord, have mercy on us, we pray. Help us out today. You know, without faith, it's impossible. Oh, may the Lord help us to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Isn't that wonderful that we can seek the Lord with our whole hearts? That we can call upon Him. The enemy come in like a flood. What does the scripture say?
The Spirit of the Lord.
Oh, thank the Lord. Isn't that a wonderful treasure? The Spirit of the Lord lift up a standard, giving us power, giving us victory over the world and over the devil and over everything that's wicked. So, surely it's wonderful. The Lord is able to help us out here today. I want to turn to Ephesians, the third chapter. And starting at the 16th verse, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory. Riches. Spiritual riches, not riches of the natural, that he would grant unto you according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened. Brother, we need strengthened on the inside. That's what I'm talking about. On the inside. Strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. Treasure inside. Isn't that wonderful? That's how that the world can see and know that you are a Christian. That when you manifest the Spirit of Christ. Manifest the Spirit of Christ. Not spirit of the world. Not the outward, but the inward. Inward man. You know, it seems like the Lord has just been burdening us lately. You know, on the inside, you know, I thought about the disciples and they were saved. You know, a lot of people, they don't think that the disciples were saved, but they were saved. But they had not received the Holy Spirit. And they told them to tarry till you be endued with power. If we have power within, brother, we're going to have victory. If we have power within, we can fight the enemy. We don't have to. You know, a lot of people, hard things come your way. I say, Lord, give me faith. Give me faith. Help me to believe. Help me to receive that treasure that you died for to give to every soul. I want that treasure. You know, Lord, help us today. Help us that we will strengthen in the inner man that Christ, isn't that a treasure? Christ? That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all saints that is the breadth, the length, and the depth, and the height, and to know the love of God, love of Christ, with precious knowledge, that ye may be filled with all the fullness of God. Be filled with the fullness of God. Oh, may the Lord help us today. May the Lord stir our hearts today that we will seek after this treasure. Lord, you know what I need. Maybe you don't understand what you need, but the Lord knows. He knows what you need. And he will give you the desires. The scripture says that he'll give you the desires of your heart. Isn't that wonderful? The desires of your heart. May the Lord help us today. You know, I thought about people today. Knowed about some that worked two jobs. You know, that's pretty rough. That's right. That's pretty hard to do. Two jobs. 16 hours of and a lot of working just to get a little of this filthy lucre. But how many is willing? Now this is a treasure. How many is willing to take time down on our knees, seeking the Lord, calling on God, wrestling with God? You know what I thought about? I like Jacob. You know, Jacob, he wrestled with God. And he said, let me go. Brother, don't let the Lord go. Hold on to God. Lord, I'm going to hold on now. I want a blessing. I want, you know, a blessing is a treasure. That's right. I want a blessing in my soul. I want power over the devil. I want power over the world. I want power over myself. Lord, help us today. You know that treasure is far more greater than the things of this world. Far more greater than, you know, I thought about people. They say, well, Brother Gordon, why? You have to have a little money in this world. Well, we don't have to store it up. Lord, help us today. Doesn't the Bible say that he'll supply our needs? What's that?
So that we may boldly say,
Lord, help us today. Oh, it's wonderful. It's wonderful to live for God. You know, it's really not hard to live for the Lord. You know that? If we love the Lord like we should, and draw, the scripture said, draw nigh to God. And he will draw. The Lord will draw nigh to us if we draw nigh to him. That's what it says, doesn't it? Lord, help us today. Brother, we need the Lord. I need God every day. I pray every day, Lord, don't leave me. I want you as close as you can get to me. That's right. Because I love the Lord today. I have battles. I'm not a young man, but and I trusted the Lord. It was a while back, and you know, the devil, he paints a lot of black pictures, and it was at home, and I don't know, it seemed like my side was just awful pain. And I thought it was, I don't know, I thought the devil said, well, that's your plan. You know, and all that. And all I suffered there for about a half an hour. And I was praying all through that time, Lord, ease up the pain. Lord, help me. Speak the word. And you know, no pain, no nothing. The Lord came on the scene. Isn't that a treasure? That was a treasure to me. That was worth more than all the money that I could get. Because the Lord came down and touched my body. You know, that's a wonderful thing to trust the Lord. You know, if we trust in doctors, why? We liable to die. That's right. But if we have trust in the Lord, I thought about the scripture said, he'll never leave you. Isn't that a treasure? That's a treasure. I'll never leave you. That's God's promise. I'll never forsake you. In the scripture says he won't put anything on us that we won't be able to bear. How does that go? I didn't just quote that just right, but that's what that means. Isn't that a treasure? Oh, may the Lord help us. I've trusted the Lord. I got saved in 1961. How many years has that been? Hadn't taken no medicine. Hadn't gone to the doctors. Isn't that a treasure? Never, don't take any remedies. What a mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. We serve a mighty God. Brother Tony. You do too. You know, I thought about he sent me some pictures and well, some of them pictures look like pretty rough characters. You know, it takes something to face that. That's why. Lord, help us today. Help us that we want something within that we can show the world that there is a God that is able to touch their lives, to touch their hearts. You know, it seemed to me like that it just really give me a blessing when I really know that people dig deep and lay the foundation. Lord, help us today. Help us that we will seek after this treasure. Help us that we will not draw back. We don't want to draw back, do we? The Lord don't want us to draw back. But oh, may the Lord help us today that we will press the battle on. I thought about that song that we sang, I'm going on. Are we willing to go on? Are we willing to make that great, great sacrifice that we might see the Lord? You know, I know a lot of people, they say, well, I don't know if you'll see the Lord or not, but I'd like to see the Lord, wouldn't you? And I don't know how my spirit would act, but I'd like to say, Lord, I appreciate you humbling yourself and dying on the cross that I can have this treasure. This wonderful treasure. It means a whole lot to me. I pray the Lord to help us this morning or this evening. But it says here, I want to turn to the 6th chapter of Matthew. It said here, lay not up for yourselves treasures up on the earth. You know, that's going to decay. That's going to go down. But it says, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But it said, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven. Oh, thank the Lord today. Treasures in heaven. Spiritual treasures. It says, where neither moth nor rust thus corrupt, and where thieves do break through and steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. You know, if our treasure is on the earth, it's all vanity. No value. But if our treasure is in heaven, brother, it's a wonderful thing, isn't it? Wonderful thing to have treasures in heaven. Do we really desire this treasure? Do we really seek after this treasure? You know, this is where my heart is on heavenly things, heavenly treasures. I don't know how long I'm going to live, but I want my spirit to enter into the portals of glory, because that I love the Lord. I've sacrificed for the Lord, not boasting in myself or nothing. But it wasn't like what Jesus sacrificed. No comparison. Because his sacrifice brought a great treasure. And I pray today, I pray that every one of us will seek the Lord for that great treasure. Amen.